We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Vov, in middle of paragraph Nun Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says that Reuven committed this act of kas, he acted in haste, which was a pigam of the Redifa Samlichim, through the fact that he wanted to contradict Yaakov Avinu, Shenosan Mitosoi Bo'ehel Bilha. We know the Torah tells us that after Rochel Imenu passed away, Yaakov Avinu made a decision to move his bed out of the tent of Rochel, where it was until then, to move it into the tent of Bilha, who was the maidservant of Rochel. Reuven was insulted by this, that imagine, it's bad enough that Yaakov Avinu showed preference to Rochel over Leah, but now he's showing preference to the maidservant of Rochel over Leah. So he went ahead on his own and took his father's bed, took Yaakov Avinu's bed out of the tent of Bilha and moved it into the tent of Leah. Kizeh pegam hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, by doing this, Reuven was poigem in what we mentioned earlier. It's a pegam shel redifas hamoichin yoiser midai. He was too quick to jump. Alidei pegam hamesader v'miyashiv. But the fact that he was poigem in this concept of the keser, this fence, which is supposed to give a person the ability to know how far they can go, what their boundary are, what their limit is. Ki oz chilalto yitzui olo, because as Yaakov Avinu admonished him, he said, by doing that you disgraced my bed. Shehub hasogas oyer ein soif. Shezocho al eres yitzui bigdusho noiro kozois. Yaakov Avinu was referring to the high level of understanding of Hashem that Yaakov Avinu had been zeichet to as a result of maintaining the ultimate level of purity in Tikkun HaBris that he was zeichet to, al yedei shehu zocho letikkun hamesader v'miyashiv koroi, through the fact that Yaakov Avinu did have the perfect tikkun of the mesader and miyashiv, al yedei shebirer hasimcha mehechole atmurois, through the fact that Yaakov Avinu had been zeichet to make this birur, to extract all the simcha from the hechole atmurois. Sheze soid shehuchrach lahamid shvotim kedoshim gam mehashvoches kanal. This is actually the secret behind why Yaakov Avinu had to have these maidservants, why he had to marry these maidservants, and he had to produce some of the tribes of Klal Yisrael from them. By doing that, shivcha is always a concept of hechle atmurais. Rabbein Zal told the story, Maisami ben Melech u ben Shivcha shenechlefu. Nechlefu miloshen chalipin, that hechle atmurais. And Yaakov Avinu was the tzaddik who was great enough to go to the Shivcha shvachos and be able to extract from them the sparks of Kedusha. Ki ikar hasogos hanal zoichin hatzadikim al yedei kedushas zivugam betachles hakedusha koroi. Because the main hasogos of these tisho hecholin, of this oyer ein soif, of this mesader miyashev, the tzaddik is zoichet to only based on the holiness of how he conducts himself in the inyan of zivug betachles hakedusha. Rav Nosson Zal says in parentheses now, Va'ayin mizeh behilches pru ravu halocha dalid, al pi atoira sosein v'simcha yasigu, val pi atoira hazoi semtzi sedalma, ayin shom heitev. For more information on this, look in Likutei Halachos Evan Ezer, Hilches pru ravu halocha dalid. There Rav Nosson Zal elaborates more on this particular point. V'alkein pogam bozer Reuven harbe, and therefore Reuven was poigim in this very, very much. Sherotzo lehischakim neged das Yaakov, that he thought he knew better than Yaakov Avinu. U'bozer pogam b'mesader Ramiyashev, and in doing that, he showed that he was poigim in this mesader Ramiyashev. V'alkein ovad hakohuna v'amalchus, and by doing that, he forfeited, he lost out on the kohuna and malchus, Shehem Bechinas Tikkunim Anal, which are the Tikkunim that we mentioned earlier, Sha'al Yodom Iker Tikkun Hamesadev HaMiyashiv Anal. They were two of the important steps along the way of achieving the Tikkun of the Mesadev HaMiyashiv. Next, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein Shimon V'levi Achim Klei Chomos Mecheiroseim. Afterwards, Yaakov Avinu went on to reprimand Shimon and Levi, and he said they had tools of murder, swords with which they wiped out the city of Shechem in their anger. כי כשרוצים לחטוף ידיעות והשגות שאינם ראויים להם, רב נוסן זל explains now, when a Jew tries to achieve levels of wisdom that he's not qualified to, he's not ready for it, זה בחינס חומוס וגזלו וחרוינף. That also is an aspect of stealing and a concept of kas, anger. He's trying to grab something, you know, with bekoyach, take it bekoyach, even though, and or take it before it's right time, before he's ready for it, as is discussed in other places. V'zeo b'chinas b'soidom al tovoy nafshi, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, b'soidom, in their secret conferences, I don't want to be present. Referring to when they spoke in secret about selling Yosef HaTzadik or about wiping out the city of Shechem. But Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. Look at the choice of words. Besoidom daiko shenit melahem shehem hisigu kvar kol hasoidois vahasogois. Rav Nosson says Yaakov Avinu was implying here that Shimon and Levi thought they understood all the secrets already. They were zeichet to the keser. They understood the Kabbalistic secrets. Ad shehemidu al daitom limkor es Yosef hatzadik, to the point where they thought they qualified to pass judgment and to make a decision to sell Yosef HaTzadik into slavery. This is how it appeared to their, based on their logic, which was not the true logic, obviously. V'alkein Omar Yaakov, this is why Yaakov Avinu said, B'soidom al tovoy nafshi, I don't want to be a part of their secrets. Ki eini roitzes soidois keilu, I don't want that kind of soidois. V'chein b'koholom al teichat kevoidi, and Yaakov Avinu said, in addition, when they will have their gatherings, their meetings, shel Korach v'Zimri, he was referring to the Adas Korach and Zimri, who came from Shimon, Shevet Shimon and Levi, al teichat kevoidi, I don't want my honor to have any place with them. Kihein pogmu harbe yoiser v'yoiser, because Korach and Zimri were poigame even still much, much more. Shenim shechu achar ta'avosom, they allow themselves to follow their physical desires. Zimri rotzo l'naif, Zimri was chasing his taiva. He wanted to commit adultery. He wanted to have relations with a non-Jewish woman. V'toan im Moshe, and he got into a whole debate. He went into a whole chakira with Moshe Rabbeinu, kimoy chacham v'lamdon muflog, as if he was a great chacham, a great Talmud chacham. Im toimer zu asura, if you're going to tell me that she's forbidden, then what about how are you allowed to marry Tzipora? V'chol bar das amiti yodea hachiluk shebein kavonas Moshe Rabbeinu ubein Zimri. Rav Nosson Zal says any intelligent person understands the vast, vast difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's intentions in marrying Tzipora versus Lahavdol, Zimri's intentions in wanting Kozbi Bas Tzur. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu hoyo porush godol. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate porush, a person who was completely, completely separated from physical desires. He was a person who had eliminated his physical desires completely. He was 100% in control of them. Venoso bas Yisroel pi hadibur. He married Tzipora based on specific instructions from Hashem. The Arizal says that the word Tzipora is bigimatria le Moshe. Exactly. You know, showing a remez right there how she was destined to marry Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas this other one, Zimri lahavdol, yotza midaitoi, he lost his mind. He went out of control. He was yotze das. Verotzo lahatir niuf befarhesia, he wanted to get a permit for committing adultery, znus, in public. Veheiz ponov kol kach, and he had the audacity, litoim im Moshe ba'azus kozeh, to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu with this kind of chutzpah. Vechein Korach, and Korach also, sherotzo bechvoid atzmoi. Korach was out for his own personal kavod. kimafursam, as is very well known. V'toan ki'ilu miskani b'shvil Yisrael. And when he was arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, he made it seem as if, no, he's not concerned for himself at all. On the contrary, he's speaking for the Jews. He's speaking up for the Jews. The people are being taken advantage of by these terrible leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. V'omar, as he said, ki kol ho'edo kulam kidoishim b'soichem Hashem, u'madu atisnasu al kal Hashem. All the Jews are religious. They're all wonderful people. And how dare you keep yourselves above all the Jews, make us suffer the way you're doing. V'chol zeh nimshach mipigam ha-mesader v'meyashiv v'samoichim. These are all examples of a pigam in the mesader v'meyashiv. Shegam gedoilei ha-tzadikim kemo Shimon v'Levi pogmu bozeh bedakus. Whereby Rav Nosson Zal says, even the greatest of tzaddikim, such as, for example, Shimon and Levi, even by them there was a slight, fine pigam in this inyan of Mesader Umiyashiv. Leimachmas taivos chas v'shalom. By them, by Shimon and Levi, it wasn't chas v'shalom like by Korach and Zimri. By them, it wasn't an issue of physical desires or anything. Rak meroiv hislahavusam l'Hashem Yisborach yoiser midai. But rather, in their case, it was a case of being too fiery, too spirited for Hashem, too much. Sheze bechinas pegam hamesader v'miyashiv kanal, which is the example of being poigim in the Mesader Miyashiv that we spoke about earlier. Al yidei zeh to'u b'yosef kanal. And this is what led them to make this kind of mistake regarding Yosef HaTzadik. Avol Zimri v'koirach, whereas in the case of Zimri and Koirach, pogmu bozeh b'gashmius. By them it was a clear case they were poigim on a physical level. She pogmu b'hameyashiv kol kach at she yotzu min habusha. By them, they were poigim in such a major way in this keser, in this Mesader Miyashiv, to the point where they lost all shame, and they were able to act with such chutzpah towards Moshe Rabbeinu, towards the greatest tzaddik. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say, V'alkein bikesh Yaakov b'koholom al teichat kevoidi. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was mespalel Hashem b'koholom, in their gatherings, don't allow my kovod to be part of it. Ki Yaakov shoyresh kedushas Yisrael, shehem ikar ha-kovod shel Hashem Yisborach. Yaakov Avinu is the foundation of the holiness of Klal Yisrael, which is the main kovod of Hashem, the main honor of Hashem. She'oiskim b'seder avodas ha-tfilo b'shirois v'tishbochis. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, who are involved in the avod of tfilo, giving praises to Hashem. Umalin kivoido yisborach al yidei simchas ha-mitzvah kanal. And the way that Klal Yisrael are zoiche to be mechabed Hashem is through their tfilois, through shirois and tishbochis, and through asiyas ha-mitzvahis b'simcha. Ad shezoichen lebechinas tikkun horadifa v'makif kanal. Through which their zoiche, as we learned earlier, through hoido and through simcha, a person is zoiche to climb the ladder, from the bottom up, from the malchus going up, till the person zeicha to the tikkun of the redif and makev, koroi, in the proper manner. Sheze boruch kevoid Hashem mimkoimoi, which is the concept of elevating the kevoid of Hashem to mekoimoi, to the keser, to the highest level. K'moy shekoso sham b'hatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. Shezeo b'chinas tachlis shleimus hayichud. This is the concept of the ultimate unity, the ultimate yichud in heaven. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki klal kol hayichudim nimshochim mebechinas zois, kishenichlal bechinas horedifo b'hamakev, bebechinas motiv lamotui koroi. Because all the different heavenly yichudim come about by the merging together of redifo and ma'akev in this concept of motiv lamotui when it's done properly. It's by when a person is zoicha to have the proper balance between redifa and ma'akev, between what he's trying to understand and yet knowing not to go past the line, that's when the person is zoicha to make the true yichud, heavenly yichud, which results in a birth. What the birth being hasogas elikus, that's what generates new levels of understanding of Hashem. V'alkein Omar Yaakov b'koholom al techad kevoidi. This is why Yaakov Avinu used these exact words. Rav Nosson says, take a look. Al techad kevoidi daiko. He said, I don't want my kevoid to be nisyached in their gatherings. Yaakov Avinu was implying, by through the gatherings of Korach and Zimri, my kovoid will not be affect the proper yichudim. Because that yichud only comes about through the greatest of tzaddikim, and through the people who are zeicha to gather, to become attached to these great tzaddikim, hamevatlim daitom negdom, who nullify their own sechel to the tzaddikim. They put aside their own das. And the last people that can accomplish this would be the people who are who chas v'shalom make machlokas against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, shehem b'chinas hatzadikei emes, who are the true tzadikim. Ki Korach v'Zimri heim pogmu mo'oid b'hamesad v'ram yashiv anal, because Korach and Zimri were transgressed terribly in this mesad v'ram yashiv, shemishom kol hayichudim hakdoshim anal, which this mesad v'ram yashiv are what affect all the yichudim. V'zeh, now we could understand why after Yaakov Avinu got finished reprimanding Reuven and Shimon and Levi, he comes to Yehuda and he says, Yehuda, ato yoiducho achecho. You, Yehuda, are the one who's most praiseworthy of all your brothers. Ki mimenu yotza David u'Moshiach. Because from Yehuda will come forth David HaMelech and Moshiach. Shehem yizku loze b'shleimus. They're the ones who will be zeicha to this tikkun of the Mesader u'Miyashiv b'shleimus, on the highest level. Shehem yisaknu hakoil b'mehera v'yameinu amein. They're the ones who are going to fix everything very shortly, mitzvashem. Ki David osa atzmoi kol yomov ka'oni ve'evyoim. Because David HaMelech always presented himself before Hashem like a pauper, like a nothing. V'omar, he said to Hashem, v'onechi toilas v'lo yish. Hashem, I'm a worm. I'm not even a human being. V'omar, and he said, Hashem, loy gova libi, v'loy romu enai, v'loy hilachti b'gdoilus v'nflosmenu. Hashem, I was never arrogant. I never lifted up my eyes. I never acted like a big shot. V'siyem, and David HaMelech concludes that chapter of Tehillim by saying, Yachel Yisrael el Hashem me'ato v'adoilom. That the only thing a Jew should be doing is yearning to Hashem, praying to Hashem. Shezeh ho ikra, that's the most important thing. La'asos atzmoi kegomul aleimoi, for a person to consider themselves like an infant who is so tied to its mother, is so dependent on the mother. Uleyachel yeshuas Hashem, and to yearn for Hashem's salvation. Ulaharbois beshirois v'tishbochois utfilois voidois, and to just keep pouring on praises to Hashem and tfilois. As David HaMelech was zeicha to do throughout his entire life, ad shezocho lechaber sefer tehillim, to the point where he was zeicha to compose the sefer tehillim, shekolol mikol asor amini negina, which is a composite of all 10 types of song. It's comprised of all 10 types of song, shehem klal hasimcha bo yisporach, which encompasses all aspects of rejoicing with Hashem. Sheze ikar hatikun, that's the main tikun. Shaydeze tovoy hagula hashlema, and that's especially what's going to bring about the final geula. Al yidei Moshiach sheyetze mizaroi, through Moshiach, who's going to be from the descendants of David HaMelech. She ikar hagula al yidei simcha kanal, as we mentioned earlier, the main geula is through simcha. And this is why David HaMelech struggled so hard to find, to discover the place, the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. Because that's where a Jew or Klal Yisrael is zeichet to draw and to receive the true simcha, the to rejoice with Hashem. Bechinas onoiches on Hashem. Bechinas kivo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kod shevotochnu, etc. Paragraph nun hey. V'zeh bechinas yud bei shvot hamagdoishim shohelet Yaakov Avinu. Based on what we've been discussing till now, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the 12 tribes, the Yud Bei Shvotim, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, and connect all 12 of them to the discussion that we had based on chapter 24 in Likutei Moharan. Shehoilid Yaakov Avinu, which Yaakov Avinu brought into the world, Shehem Klal Kedushas Yisroel, they make up the Jewish nation, the holiness of the Jewish nation. Shehem Klal Hasimcha Bo Yisborach, and they encompass the full spectrum of joy with Hashem. V'alkein hem yud beis shvotim, keneged yud beis chadoshim kemuvel. Now we can understand why, according to the Sifrei Kabbalah, there are 12 tribes corresponding to the 12 months. Ki yud beis chadoshim hem bechinas tikun pegimas halavona, tikun maoras choser, shezenas al yidei asimcha dikdusha. Because the 12 months symbolize the perfection of the moon and the correction of the moon, which means correcting the word ma'oirois choser. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Hashem first created the world, as the Gemara tells us, originally the sun and the moon were equal in their light. This is why the Pasuk says, Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim, the two great lanterns. At one point, the moon came before Hashem with a complaint, saying you can't have two leaders serving equally. And Hashem said, okay, then you get demoted. The moon got demoted. And the Gemara describes how the conversation, the negotiation continued between the moon and Hashem. That's not our topic right now. But in any case, this is why subsequently, the pasuk says Yehi Ma'oirois Berekia Shamoyim, and the word Ma'oirois is spelled Mem Aleph Resh Tov, without the Vav that should have been there between the Aleph and the Resh. The word Ma'oirois means lights. The word Me'oras, as it appears without the Vav, means curse, implying a defectiveness in the moon that came about by Hashem lessening its light. And the concept of Klal Yisrael counting their year according to the moon, and the mitzvah of Birchas HaChodesh and Kiddush Levona, are all our involvement in the process of what's called Tikkun Pegimas HaLevona, trying to correct the defect in the moon. Shezena Sal Yidei HaSimcha HaGdoisha, of which the main way that we're involved in correcting that is through Simcha. This is why Rav Nosson Zal brings in many places the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is one of the rare mitzvahs of the Torah where the halacha requires simcha. This is why generally we try to do it on Motzoi Shabbos when we're coming out of a full Shabbos, when we're hopefully in the best of moods, and when we're dressed in Shabbos clothing, and there's rikudim, the custom is to dance a rikud at Kiddush Levana, all to emphasize that the Tikkun Pegimas HaLevona is dependent especially on Simcha. Paragraph Nun Vav. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol Leidosom Hoya Bigdushan Oiro, and the birth of all of these 12 tribes was with awesome holiness, contrary to the birth of Yishmael and Esav, who came from Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, where they represent Tuma, impurity. Yaakov Avinu is the first one of the forefathers where the Torah describes his children as Mito Shlemo, all completely pure. Shezehu Iker Tikkun HaBris, Iker Tikkun HaZivug D'Kedusha. That's the essence of Tikkun HaBris and purity in relations between husband and wife, to produce all holy children. Ukamavur Mizeh Behilchas Pru Ravu Ein Sham, as is discussed in the section of Likutei Halachos on Evan Hoezer, towards the beginning in the chapter on Pru Ravu. V'alkein kol shmois amagdoishim nikru al shem hatikunim anal hanas malidei asiyas hamitzvah b'simcha. And based on what we just said, that the Tikkun Pegimas HaLevona is dependent on Simcha, and the Yud Bei Shvotim, they comprise the full spectrum of Simcha, and based on the fact that the chapter on Likutei Moharan that we're discussing here is all focused on the concept of asiyas hamitzvos besimcha, and how much a person rises, how a person rises from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder through asiyas hamitzvos besimcha, Rav Nosson Zal is now going to proceed to show the connection, the direct connection between each one of these 12 tribes and the procedures that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter on Likutei Moran for achieving spiritual shlemus. Ki Ruvein Nikro Al Shem Re'u Ma Ben Beni Leben Chami. Because we know that Reuven was named, one of the reasons why he was given that name was because his, trying to recall if it's his mother or father, said, look at the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law, which is Esau. This was Leah. Leah, the mother of Reuven, said, look at the difference between my firstborn son, or being Reuven, versus my father-in-law, Yitzchak Avinu's son, Esav. That when Esav was being challenged for the Bechora, he wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu, etc., etc. Whereas, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, Shemimenu, Shehu Esav, Shemimenu kol hagolios sheboim al yidei atzvus. Her father-in-law's son refers to Esav, who is the root of all the Jewish exiles, which come about through Atzvus, as we learned earlier, a few paragraphs earlier, where Rav Nosson Zal emphasized that Geula is a concept of Simcha, ki besimcha teitzeyu, and Golus is a concept of Atzvus, depression. Bechinas vahoyo kasher torid, as the Pasuk says, when the Jews will go down, then Esav will take control. So we see that the Malchus of Esav is based on Yerida, Atzvus. Kanal ba'ois yudches, as we discussed earlier in paragraph yudches of this halacha. Ve'esov mochar habechoyro le'yakoid, shehu bechinas simcha digdusha, shel avodah sakrabonis. Esov willingly sold his birthright to Yaakov Avinu. And we know that the birthright is a concept of simcha, because at that time it was understood that the bechoyrim would be the one to bring the karbonis, the sacrifices, in the Beis Hamikdash. And the sacrifices are a concept of simcha, as the pasuk says, "Usemachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, ki loy chofetz bebrocha vatirchak mimenu." Because Esav was in the category of one who rejects blessings, he rejects simcha digdusha, he rejects holiness, and therefore it distanced itself from him. V'acharkach, and then after he legitimately sold the birthright, V'acharkach niskanei boy, he became jealous of Yaakov Avinu, v'rodfu, and he persecuted v'rodfoi kol kach, and he persecuted him to such a degree, shehu bechinas kol agolius, which is the concept of all the exiles that Klal Yisrael are going through. That was Esav. Uruvein hu hahepech, whereas Ruvein was the opposite of this. Ki loy mochar habechoyra liyosef. Ruvein did not sell his birthright. Ruvein did not willingly relinquish his birthright whatsoever. It was taken away from him, unfortunately. V'afal pikein, hitziloi. He didn't sell the birthright to Yosef HaTzadik. It was taken away, torn away from Ruvein, and given away to Yosef HaTzadik. And despite that, Ruvein did whatever he could to save and to protect Yosef HaTzadik. Ki mochal kevoidoi, because he was ready to forego his own honor. Ubitel atzmoi keneged Yosef HaTzadik, and he subjugated himself under Yosef HaTzadik. Shehu ikar simchas Yisrael, Yosef HaTzadik, who is the real joy of Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned earlier, Yosef HaTzadik is the concept of Hislavus Digdusha. V'alkein Ruvein hu bechinas habirur mehech le'atmurais. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, we can understand that as far as the connection between the 12 Shvotim and chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, Ruvein represents step one. He represents the selection from the Hechle Atmurois, extracting from the Hechle Atmurois those sparks of Kedusha that can be extracted from there and rescued. Bechinas Re'u Ma Bein Bni Leben Chomi. look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son, meaning shenizbarer bechinas kedushas Ruvain harishon lezera Yisrael mitoich klipas Esav. What Leah was saying is that the spark of the holiness called Reuven was extracted from the klipa of Esav. Sheze nase al yidei hasimcha. This was achieved through simcha. Shenoilad meYaakov begdusha kazois, over the fact that Reuven was born to Yaakov Avinu with such a level of holiness. Kihu reishis oinoi, because the Torah testifies that Reuven was his first seed, that Yaakov Avinu had not chas v'shalom wasted any seed whatsoever. Sheikar hakdusha shel haholoto hu al yidei hasimcha v'kanal. And we learned earlier that the main holiness that's associated with a child that's born is dependent on the simcha that's involved, the simcha gdikdusha. V'alkein Reuven hu harishoin sheposach b'tshuva. And this is why the Torah tells us that Reuven was the first one to open up with tshuva, repentance, kama shekosu b'medrash, as the Medrash says, shemimenu yotzo Hoshea hanovi. And from Reuven would come forth in the future Hoshea hanovi, Hoshea ben Beeri, who also proclaimed tshuva. Ki ikar ha-tshuva hu b'chinas birur mehechle atmurois, lahafoich avoinois lezechuyois. Because as we learned earlier, the main tshuva is the ability to extract from the Hechle Atmurois, from the Klipois, from the Tumah, to be able to extract the holiness from there and to convert the sins to mitzvois. Bechinas hisapchus yogin vanocha l'simcha, the concept of converting sadness to joy. Kamei shekosov b'hilchus pruur v'anal. What Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here is that the fact that Leah worded it this way, look at the difference between Reuven and Esav. In Hebrew here in Israel, we have a very famous expression, ma kesher. Person would say, what are you talking about here? Why in the world are we mentioning Reuven in the same breath as Esav? And the answer is that the fact that we're mentioning it shows that there was a kesher. In other words, Yaakov Avinu had two sons, Esav and Yaakov Avinu. The Bechorah was first in the hands of Esav, the Bechor being the birthright. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in buying it, in purchasing it legally, 100%, extracting it from Esav. That birthright, extracting that Bechor, meant that the first child who would come from, that Yaakov Avinu is Bechor, meaning Yaakov Avinu is Simcha. Because what Bechor is, the Bechor is the one, the Bechorim are the ones who are in place of the Kohanim. Was the Bechorim were the one originally who was supposed to be the Kohanim, the ones who would lead the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So Yaakov Avinu's acquiring the Bechor, the birthright, means that he acquired the privilege of bringing Korbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, which means Simcha B'Shleimus. Because as we learned in several of the paragraphs earlier, that's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. Simcha, Usmachtem B'Chom Shem. So therefore, now, the first child to be produced from Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is Simcha B'Shleimus, and because Yaakov Avinu is Tikkun HaBris, as the Torah testifies that Reuven was Mamish his first seed, then Reuven is this Simcha B'Shleimus, this Kedusha, which came forth from Esav. Again, it started out in the possession of Esav. This Bechorah started out by Esav. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in taking it away from him and passing it on to Reuven. And Reuven showed such extraordinary behavior that even when the Bechorah was taken away from him by Yosef HaTzadik, unwillingly, whereas Esav rejected it willingly, he discarded it, he showed disrespect for it, Reuven didn't show disrespect, but unfortunately, because of a mistake that he made, he lost the Bechorah. Despite that, he gave full respect to Yosef HaTzadik, and he helped him, and he rescued, he protected him, etc., etc., showing total purity, total kedusha, you know, total goodness. This is Reuven, who represents the first step in the procedure that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in Torah Chof Dalal in Kut Imran, which is extracting from the Hechle Atmurois the Kedusha. Now we move on to step two, Shimon. שמוין בחינס המויכיח הרוי, בחינס כי שומע השם כי שנוע אנכי. שמוין symbolizes a Jewish leader who is true to his responsibility. One of the main responsibilities of a Jewish leader is to reprimand the people when they need it, when they're supposed to get it, to rebuke them. And that's what Shimon represents, because the Torah tells us that Leah gave him the name Shimon, ki shoma Hashem ki snua anaychi, because the fact that Hashem blessed me with this second child is obviously because Hashem heard how I was hated. This is referring to Leah versus Rachel. Rachel was the beloved one, and Leah was the hated one, you know, relative to Rachel. Rav Nosson Zal points out, ki hamoichiach hu sonui, because we know the Gemara tells us that a rabbi who gives toichacha to his congregation, to his, is disliked. Unfortunately, he makes enemies. As Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran in the first half in chapter Yud quotes that Gemara, and he mentions that point. So therefore, if Shimon is referred to, is associated with Sina, then Shimon represents the Moichiach Hoiroi, a true Moichiach. V'zeh b'chinas halichas ha-mitzvah lo-oirer ha-koel ha-shem izborach, k'may shekosushon. This corresponds to step 2 in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that after you've extracted the Kedusha from the Hechle HaTmurais, after you've lifted out the Malchus from the Hechle HaTmurais, step 2 is that the Malchus has to walk, it has to move to inspire Klal Yisrael. That Kedusha that's been taken out of that leadership, Malchus's leadership, that leadership that has been extracted from among the Klipos from the Hechle HaTmurais, that leadership now has to become activated, turned on, to do what? To give toicha lo'oirer b'nei Yisrael, to inspire Klal Yisrael. And one of the main ways that Klal Yisrael is inspired is when they're rebuked. Shezeh b'chinas ha'moichiach ho'roi shoholech lo'oirer kol olam l'shem yisborach. This refers to the true moichiach who has the ability to inspire Klal Yisrael the way they need to be inspired. Rabbeinu Zal, one of the most outstanding, probably the most outstanding shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave of his entire life, was his final shiur, the shiur that he gave on the Rosh Hashanah before he passed away, Torah Ches, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is called Tikkun Toichacha. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks at great length about the topic of reprimand, and he shows there that, number one, the vast majority of people are not qualified whatsoever to rebuke people and to reprimand people. And Rabbeinu Zal says that unfortunately, when the wrong person gives rebuke and reprimand, not only doesn't he inspire the person, not only isn't he ma'ir, but unfortunately, very often, he pushes the person further down. He brings out the bad, the negativity in the person, and the person, chas v'shalom, gets pushed further away as a result of the rebuke and reprimand. Whereas the true tzaddik, the tzaddik ho'emes, when he reprimands, Rabbeinu Zal says there, not only doesn't he bring out any negativity from the person, but mamish he has the ability to turn the person around completely, where the yerida becomes an aliyah, etc., etc. So the question was asked, that regarding the way Rav Nosson Zal presents it here, that Rav Nosson Zal says, reprimand, hated. Is that because Rav Nosson Zal is referring here to one who's giving the wrong kind of reprimand? And the answer is no, definitely not. Rav Nosson Zal is just using a process of association. Because we know that in the Gemara, on a general level, a moichiach is associated with sonui. A moichiach is dislike. The Gemara says there, the Gemara makes a statement that the Gemara speaks about a particular rabbi who wasn't disliked, and the Gemara says then obviously he wasn't a good rabbi, he wasn't doing his job. Because the Gemara implies that one who's leading a congregation at Tzibur has to give Teichacha at times, and therefore has to incur some wrath, etc., etc. So that's why, in other words, Rav Nosson Zal is using that connection and saying that Sonoi is synonymous with Moichiach. But here, obviously, he's talking about the one who's doing tocha. He says clearly that we're talking about a moichiach who's doing his job really properly. You know, we're talking about the right one here. Next, Levi. Rav Nosson Zal says, Levi, mimenu yotzu hakohanim. From Levi came forth the kohanim she'etzlom kol habrochos. We know that the ones in Klal Yisrael who are designated to be the source of bracha are the kohanim. Bechinas vayiso aharon es yodo velhom vayevorachem, as the pasuk that Rabbein Azal quotes in chapter 24. Aaron HaKohen lifted up his hands and gave the bracha. Shehu bechinas tikun hayodayim. This is the concept of the tikun of the hands. Bechinas chesed gvura teferes, kamay shekosov shom, as is discussed in chapter 24 in Likut Imran. So Rav Nosson Zal, as you see, is going step by step. In Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal began, step one was extracting the malchus from the klipos, from the hechle atmuros. We covered that. That was Reuven. Step two was this malchus moving up to Netzachoid. Netzachoid is the feet, referring to the responsibility of Jewish leaders to go to Bnei Yisrael, that word go, to go to the Jews and reprimand them and inspire them. That's the concept of Shimon. Now, then Rabbeinu Zal said over there in that Kiddush of Netzachoid moves up to Chesed Gvur Teferes, to the Yodayim. That's what Levi is about. Levi is the Kohanim, and their power is in their hands. Their power of Bracha is in their hands. Nesias Kapayim, as it's called, the Duchening of the Kohanim. Next, Yehuda. The Torah tells us that he was named Yehuda because Hapam Oides Hashem. His mother, Leah, said, now I can give real praise to Hashem. Bechinas Gemar Tikun HaToidova HaOidoanal. Yehuda represents the completion of the Tikun of giving praise and thanks to Hashem, which we discussed at great length earlier. Sheze Iker Shlemus HaSimcha. That's the real success in Simcha, when a person is so happy that they're able to express their thanksgiving, that they feel like just giving the greatest thanksgiving, you know, possible. Shalideze oilin ad hamesader. And we learned earlier that when a person is zoichet to that toido hoido, that helps him rise further up to the point of the keser, the sphere of keser, which we said is called the mesader umeyashe, the fence around chochma and bina. V'oz v'tamoid miledes. And right after Leah gave birth to Yehuda, the Torah tells us she stopped having children. Kitzrichin lahamtin kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how beautifully this fits in. Because we were told in Likut Imran that when a person gets to the keser, what is the keser? The keser is a stop sign. That's what it is. It's a big, big red stop sign that's saying, don't go further. B'mufla mimcho al tidroishu, b'mechusa mimcho al tachkor. Stop. You know, don't cross the line. This is why the Torah makes the point of saying, when she got to Yehuda, there was a stop sign. She had to stop. Ki afal pi sha'adayin tzrichin lohilad hasogas hamoichin, shemisham kol ailodas dikdusha, avli yev shalirdof yes midai. Because even though she would be destined to bring more children into the world, meaning even though there had to be more hoylodo of moichin, of seichel, which would manifest itself physically in more physical children coming into the world, still, you have to know when to stop and wait for the light to turn green, when you're ready to continue moving forward. In the process of coming close to Hashem and rising in Kedusha, there are places where a person has to stop and wait until they get that green light, until they get to go ahead to keep moving forward. V'oz v'tekane Rochel b'choisa. At that point, the Torah tells us that Rochel Imenu became jealous of her sister Leah. V'toymer Yaakov, and she said to her husband Yaakovinu, Havoli bonim, give me children, v'im ayin meson oichim. And if you don't, then I'm a corpse, then I'm dead. Rochel Imenu saw that there had to be born more shvatim, more tribes, more children, more simcha. As we said earlier, that the shvatim are the simcha, the children are the simcha of Klal Yisrael. Al kein omro, therefore she said, Imayin meso anoichi. Ki kishiloi toilet bonim, shehem ikra simcha kanal, as we heard, we saw in the pasuk, yismach avicha vimecha, that the main simcha of Jews is their parenting, their bringing children into the world. So this is why Rachel Imenu said, if I'm not going to produce children, then bevadai hi meso, then she's dead, she's a corpse. Ki atzvus sitra demoisa. Because if I'm not producing children, then it means I'm not generating simcha, but rather I'm stuck in atzvus. And atzvus is synonymous with death. Now the Torah tells us, what was Yaakov Avinu's response? Vayichar af Yaakov Baruchel. Yaakov Avinu became angry at Rachel. Vayoymer, and he said to her, Hasach haselikim anoichi? Do you think that I'm in place of Hashem? Ki efshir lidchoikes hashor kanal. What Yaakov Avinu was emphasizing to her was, you can't force something before it's the right time. You can't say, I want it now. Capital N-O-W. That almost doesn't exist in Yiddishkeit, in Klal Yisrael. That was what Yaakov Avinu said to Rachel. When she heard that, she accepted his words. Vatoimer, and she said, Hine amosi bilho. Okay, then if I'm not ready yet, if my time hasn't come yet, then take my maidservant Bilha. Ki hevina baruach kocho sheyefshel hoyledoid hoyledos kedoshes anal ki maide sheyachzor veyereid lebechinas heichliat murois veyivar misham hakdusha koroi. Rochel Imenu understood that what happened was a cycle was completed. We just discussed how Reuven represented taking the Malchus out of the Klipos, Shimon represented Netzach Hoid, Levi represented Chesed Gvura Tiferes, and Yehuda represented going up to the top, rising up to the Keser. Okay, you just finished the cycle. Now, in order to go further, you got to go back to start. You finished going from Malchus to Keser in world number one. Now, in the Olam Ha'asiya, there's nowhere left to go. The only place to go to is the next world, which is the Olam Ha'yetzira. But when you go to Olam Ha'yetzira, where do you start from? You start from the ground floor again. You got to start again from Malchus, from taking the Malchus of Yetzira out of its klipois, out of its Heichle Atmurois. So this is why Rachel Imenu said, now you have to go back to a Shivcha. Now Yaakov Avinu has to connect with Bilha, who is a Shivcha, which is synonymous with Heichle Hatmurois, as we learned earlier, as Rabbeinu Zal had referred to the story of the Ben Melech and Ben Shivcha Shenechlefu. Remember? The story of the prince and the pauper that got exchanged, the exchanged children. That's Heichle Hatmurois. The Avarer Mishom Hakdusha Koroi, and Yaakov Avinu has to do his thing over there. He has to once again extract the Kedusha that can be extracted from the Heichle Atmurois at this point. Shezeo Bechinas Ma Shehisigo Soro Imenu Shei Efshir La Avram Lohoyle Des Yitzchok Kim Aide Sheyisues Hashivcho Sheihogor. This is what Sori Meinu understood when she came to the realization that it's impossible for Avram Avinu to be able to produce Yitzchok Avinu without first going down to Hagar, without first going to the Shivcha, to the Heichle Atmurois, and doing what needs to be done there, affecting the Tikkun there. Avaloz Yotzame Hoylodozois Yishmoel Shemimenu Hagolos Pchinas Atzvus Sheolov Nemar Ben Ksil Tugasimoi. Now, in the case of Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu went down to the Heichle Atmurois, to Hagar, it produced a child. A Yishmoel was created, who is again one of the main causes of Jewish exile and suffering, who is the concept of Atzvus, about which the Pasuk says, Ben Ksil, that when a person, Chas V'Shalom, produces a foolish child, Tugasimoi, the mother is, I believe it means ashamed or embarrassed, unhappy. Ki imoi nizgarsha al yodoi, because we find shortly afterwards, his mother, Yishmael's mother Hagar, got evicted. She got an eviction notice because of him, because of how he carried on, because he tried to kill Yitzchak Avinu, all the different things he tried to do, which resulted in Sori Meinu saying, "Get her out of here! Get her and her son out of here!" kemuva b'medrash, as the medrash tells us. So again, we see that Yishmoel represents golos, gerushin. So in the case of Avraham, in the case of Avraham Avinu, his going down to the Heil Chayatmurois resulted in a Yishmoel being born who represents golos, atzvos, you know, etc., etc. Whereas in the case of Yaakov Avinu, Avol Yaakov hoisa mitosoi shlema, Yaakov Avinu though was the one who achieved complete purity. V'zocho leireid v'lalois betachlis hashlemus. He was zocho to go down to the Heichle Atmurois repeatedly, and each time come up with a home run. Each time come up with a complete success. No Yishmoels, no Esavs. Ki zocho lahamid gam mehashvochois shvotim kedoshim. Yaakov Avinu was zocho to produce from the shvochois holy children, solid, good citizens. Shehem b'chinas simcha. And again, these shvotim, each one of them represents a full package of simcha. Ki birer b'shlemus mehechle atmurois. He succeeded in purifying completely what he took out from the hechle atmurois. Sha'achizosom b'chinas hashvochos. Whereby we know, again, the hechle atmurois are associated with maidservants. V'alkein kisheyolda Bilha shivchosa ben, and therefore, when Bilha, the shivcha of Leah, the shivcha of Rachel, produced her first child, kora shmoi Don, she named him Don. K'may al shem Donani Elokim, Hashem has judged me, v'gam shoma b'koili, and he heard my cry, he heard my voice. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki hisparo shezochso shenezbarer ben kodosh kozeh mitukvo dedina. She was priding herself. Bilha was announcing, look what happened here. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in bringing forth a holy son from the super din. Din is always klipos. Sitra achra is called din. The sitra achra means the other, the left side, the side of gvura, din. Shenishape choatzvus shehu took for the dina lebchina simcha kazois shenoylad shevet kodosh. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in converting the sitra achra, the midas hadin, that redness, and bringing forth from it a whiteness, a holiness, you know, a shevet, one of the yud bei shvotim. Shekol echot miashvotim bechinas ben chacham yismachov, whereby we know that each one of those 12 tribes was a complete success. Each one of them was a package of simcha. You know, is in the category of ben chacham yismachov. V'ze al yedei ribui tfilay secha. How did Rachel Imenu achieve this? How did Rachel Imenu achieve that from her maidservant came forth a home run? You know, done. The answer is Bechinas v'gam shoma b'koili, as she said, Hashem has listened to my voice. Vaideze nizbarer Bechinas malchus minaklipos. This was example number two. This is cycle number two within the Yud Beis Shvatim of the malchus being taken out mi bein aklipos. Sheze bechinas don, that's the aspect of don, bechinas dino de malchus adino, kama shekos b'mok machar. We know that don represents malchus. In fact, interestingly, right now we're a few days before Purim, the holiday of Purim, and the chapter, one of the chapters in the Likutei Moharan that's associated with Purim is chapter 56, which speaks about malchus. And there, Rabbeinu Zal mentions the fact that there's the malchus of the sitrachra, just looks to gather money, like Haman. It says by Haman that Vayigdal Hamelech Achashverosh is Haman, and he became rich, you know, super rich. Achashverosh and Haman represent Malchus the Sitrachra. It says Bahar Oisoy es Oisher Kevoit Malchusoy. They like to show off their wealth. They're into bucks and everything. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moharan, they are the Malchus the Sitrachra. Don is the symbol of the Malchus the Kedusha, because by Don it says he was Ma'asef Kol Hamachanois. He was the one who gathered all the stragglers from the other Shvotim. He was the one who was in back of the line, in back of all the Shvotim, like the Malchus, which is in back. It's the bottom one, and it gathers up all the stragglers. It gathers up all the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen, you know, etc. Next, Rav Nosson Zal says, Naftali, The next child that was born was Naftali, Bechinas Tikkun Horaglayim. Beautiful, fits perfectly. We said first step is taking the Malchus out of the Sitra Achra. Second step is the Tikkun of Netzach and Hoid, which is the feet. That's what Naftali was, marathon runner. Bechinas Naftali Ayola Shlucha, as the Torah tells us. Be'emek Shulach Baraglov, and he was the one who was spectacular with his feet. The next child is God, Bechinas Tikkun Hayodayim. God represents again the Tikkun, we're moving up from the feet to the next level, which is Chesed Gvura Tiferes, the hands. God is the concept of Tikkun Hayodayim, Bechinas V'toyraf Zroya Af Kodkoid. This is what the Pasuk says by him, that with his hand he tears the Sitra Achra. Al Yidei She'al Yodoi Nistakin Bechinas Hayodayim. Because this is implying that through Shevet God is affected this Tikkun Hayodayim, Shebohem Mekablim Birchas HaSechel, which Rabbein Azal had said in chapter 24 Nikut Imran, that through the Tikkun Hayodayim, the Yodayim are able to receive the Sechel. Shehu Bechinas Roish, the Kodkoid. Sechel is associated with the Roish. So Rav Nosal says, look at the words here. The Toraf Zroya Af Kodkoid. Kodkoid is the back of the head. The connection between the Zroya, the hands, and the head. Just like Rabbein Azal said in the Likutei Moran, Sikel Es Yodov. The connection between the Sechel and the Yodayim. Bechinas Se'u Yedechem Kodesh. Bechinas Vayisa Aaron Es Yodov. These are the psukim that Rabbein Azal quotes there in Likutei Moran. Shetzrichim Lenasom Ad Horoish Lahamshech Berchas HaSechel. That a person has to lift up his hands up to his head in order to receive the Birchas HaSechel. One of the times that this is done is when a person washes his hands for bread and he lifts up his hands to his head. Vayidei zeh toraf zroya af kodkoid shel achol kim voakom. And by doing this, by being mesakim the yodayim of Kedusha and the Roish of Kedusha, the person is zechet to tear the arm and the head of the Sitra Achra. V'zeh she'omro Leah, and this is why Leah said, Bo God. That was why she named him God. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says over there, Kishebo sel shivchosi, when you had relations, when you, Yaakov Avinu, had relations with my maidservant, which was Zilpah, ke'ish shebogod be'eshes nurim. It's like a man who was unfaithful to his earlier wife. Hainu shenire keboigid, meaning it looked as if, in other words, he left his wife for the maidservant. In this case, it was impurity, it was proper. Hashem wanted him to do it, and Leah herself asked him to do it. But she said, like jokingly, Bogod, you see, you left me, and you know, you went to this other one. This is again emphasizing that Yaakov Avinu had to go down to the Shivcha, to the Hechle Atmurois, in order to do the tikkun that needed to be done. However, Leah was priding herself about this. In other words, in Yaakov Avinu's case, it wasn't a wrong type of straying. On the contrary, this is the example of the tzaddik who has to go down to the places of the Sitra Achra sometimes in order to effect the tikkun. This isn't a Jew straying from the right path and falling into the hands of the Sitra Achra. This is a tzaddik making a conscious decision to play paratrooper, to go behind enemy lines, and to jump into the place of the Sitra Achra and extract sparks of Kedusha from there. V'zeh bo God mazel tov. And this is why Rashi Kodesh also says over there that the word God means mazel. That when she said bogod, it means like, in other words, a good mazal is shining for us now. Ki ikar birchas mazel tov, shemavorchem besimcha, kishenoylet benhu. Because the main mazel tov that people give is when somebody gives birth to a son. And again, what's the mazel tov all about? It's through this, alidei shemavarim. It's what the person was zeichet to extract from the Sitra Achra, sparks of Kedusha, and elevate them. That's the main congratulations. That's really something to say congratulations for. Next, Osher. The Torah tells us that Osher was named Osher, Bo'oshri ki ishruni bonois. Bechinas Shleimus HaSimcha. Rav Nosson Zal says Osher represents a completion of Simcha. Bechinas Ashrei Hoish. As we say, fortunate is the person. The word Osher, or Ashrei or Oisher with an Aleph all refer to the epitome of happiness, of success. Dochinas Ashrei Oi Shebozeh Hischil David Sefer Tehillim. This is the concept of the words Ashrei with which Dovra Melech kicked off the Sefer Tehillim. Bechinas Ashreinu Matoiv Chelkeinu She'ono Misporim B'chol Yom. This is the words Ashreinu Matoiv Chelkeinu that every Jew announces every single day, priding himself how lucky we are to be part of the Jewish people. She'zeo Bechinas Ashrecho Yisrael She'siyem Bozeh Moshe Berchoisov Eitzel Osher K'moshe Kosov Shom B'parsha Zoyz HaBrocha. And this is also why we find in Parshas Zoyz HaBrocha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the brachas to the Shvatim, he uses the words Ashrecho Yisrael specifically by Shevet Osher. Shekol berchoisav hoya me'ein habrachas shel Yaakov Avinu, k'mo shepirsh Rashi shom. And Rashi Kodesh tells us in Zos HaBrocha that the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu paralleled the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, so that they're both in perfect sync. So therefore, Osher represents the Shleimus HaSimcha. Again, that we just completed a full cycle. Before we had the cycle was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, those four. And now we went on to Naphtali, God, Osher. Those three were the completion of the cycle. Now Rav Nosson says, V'oz, Motza, Reuven, Hadudoim, Basodev. Then the Torah goes on to interrupt the story by telling us, seemingly interrupting, that Reuven found some beautiful flowers, Shehim Bechinas Hadudoim Nosnu Reach. This refers to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says the flowers gave forth a beautiful aroma. Sheshnei Hadudoim Hatoivim Vareim Shneim Nosnu Reach. K'moshom Razal. That the two beautiful flowers and friends gave forth this beautiful aroma. Shezeo Bechinas Goydel Koyach HaTzadikim Shemesamchem HaKoyel Umahapchem HaYogav HaNochel HaSimcha Shaydeze Ikra HaYloda. Rav Nosson says this refers to the incredible power of Tzadikim to bring joy to all those that are close to them and to convert sadness, unhappiness to joy. And that's the essence, that's how they're zecha to produce children. Because the production of a child is a revelation of simcha. That's bringing simcha into the world. V'alkein bikesh Rochel oisam. And this is why Rochel insisted that she wants those flowers. V'atoymer Leo, and Leah said to her, Hama'at kachteches ishi. It's not enough that you took away my husband. Ki ani roye beruach hakodesh shadayin ani tzricha lohoilad hoilados kedoshes. Leah was implying, meaning, I see that I'm still destined to have more children. I can't give away to you. I'm still supposed to be producing. Va'oz yotzo yisochar. And as a result of the transaction with the flowers, where Rochel said, okay, then you can have Yaakov Avinu, so I can have the flowers. Oz yotzo yisochar. From that resulted the birth of Yisochar. Shehem gedoile hatoira, who are the Torah giants. Sheze Iker HaSimcha. That again represents the Shleimus HaSimcha. Bechinas Pikudi Hashem Yeshorem Esamchei Lev. As we're told, the Torah brings tremendous joy to a person's heart. Bechinas Simchas HaMitzvah. Note, Pikudi Hashem, the mitzvahs. Ki mebechinas Yisochor Yoidei Bino Leitim La'aber Shonam L'Gboi Chadoshim. Because we're told that from Shevet Yisochor came forth the Jewish leaders who were qualified to declare the months to be Ma'aber the Chodesh, and which we learned earlier, Shehu Iker Tikkun Pigimas Halavana, by knowing when to declare Rosh Chodesh and everything, that's the main tikkun for the defectiveness of the moon. L'saken Mo'oras Choser, again, to correct and cure the defectiveness of the Ma'oiroi, of the moon, of the lantern, that curse. Shehu Alidei Simcha, the way that it's corrected is through Simcha. V'sehu lodas mayase Yisrael. And this is why the Pasuk says over there, Umibnei Yisochar, Yoidei Bina Loitim, lodas mayase Yisrael. They're the ones who know what the Jewish people are supposed to be doing. Shehem Yoidim Echle Sameach Es Kolechot V'echot. This refers to those tzadikim who know how to bring joy to every single Jew. And to let him know what to do in every circumstance. Eich Lehinotzel Mimriras Hagolus, how to rescue himself from the bitterness and depression of exile, Shehu Ho'atzvus, which is depression, Velizkois Lesimchas Yisrael, and Bezecha to true Jewish joy, Shehu Klal Hagdusha, which is the spectrum of holiness. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Zvulun Bechinas Smach Zvulun Betzeisecha. Zvulun is always the symbol of parnoso, working for a living. As the Pasuk says, Zvulun should rejoice with his going out to work. Ki Zvulun Osak Beprakmatyo Lefarnei Sochiv Yisroel, HaTalmud Chacham. Zvulun is the one who is involved in doing business in order to support his brother Yisochar, the Talmud Chacham. Shezehu Iker Tikun Hoashirus Vamomoim. That's the main tikun of money and wealth. Sheshom Iker Achizas Hoatzvus. And we know that money is the area where the main Achiz of Atzvus can set in. Bebechinas Beitzovoin Toichaleno. As the Pasuk says, the curse that Parnoso would not, the curse of Atzvus came regarding Toichaleno, regarding earning a livelihood. The Ikra Tikun al Yidei Bechina Zvulun Shemachzik Liyisochor. And the main Tikun for this, Beit Sovoin Techalena, comes about when Zvulun is using his money the right way to be able to support Yisochor. The Oz, and then the Pasuk says that after Zvulun was born, Vayizkor Elikimis Rochel, Hashem remembered Rochel, Yaf al pi shekvar noildu asor shvotim kedoshim koelu, shehem megalim elikusa boilam, lismach bo yisbor tomin, because even though they were already born 10 tribes, 10 holy tribes, who would be broadcasting Hashem to the world and teaching the world how to rejoice with Hashem, af al pi kein adayin tzrichin sheyeh noilad Yosef, despite that, we still needed Yosef HaTzadik. Shal Yodoi Iker Hislavus HaSimcha Shel Yisrael. He is the main one who has the ability to be Malhiv Bnei Yisrael, to turn on the Simcha of Klal Yisrael in the fullest. Ki Hu Ish HaSheruach HaLikim Boi, because the Torah refers to him as the Ish HaSheruach HaLikim Boi. Lenafeach HaFrurius B'chol Pam Yilev Yisrael. Therefore, he's the one who has the ability to blow away the dust and mud and filth that settles onto the hearts of Klal Yisrael, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in a chapter on the Likutei Moran. V'al kein nisoyeru rachma v'Yisrael, and that's why Hashem's pity was aroused, v'zocharis Rochel b'Rosh Hashanah, and he remembered Rochel Imenu specifically on Rosh Hashanah. V'noilad Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik was born, Shal Yodoi Shlemus HaSimcha. And it's through him that Klal Yisrael can be zechah to a level of Shlemus HaSimcha. V'oz Tekef, and then immediately after Yosef HaTzadik was born, we find that Omar Yaakov Avinu said, Shalcheni, send me away. He requested from Lavan to allow him to leave Midian. As we discussed a little bit earlier, a few pages back, so that Yaakov Avinu's children should not all be born in Chutz Loretz. And therefore, in the end, Yaakov Avinu was zoche to leave Lavan and to return to Eretz Yisrael, and Binyamin ended up being born in Eretz Yisrael. Sheha Beis HaMikdosh Bechelkoi, and we know the Beis HaMikdosh is in the section of Eretz Yisrael that was allocated to Binyamin. Ki achar shekvar nishlam hasimcha lidei hoilodas hashvotim, because once the simcha was complete as a result of giving birth to the Shvotim, to these 12 tribes, adayin tzrichin mokoim lashem, we still need a place, a location for Hashem, shenucha lekabel mishom oyer hasimcha zois, from which Klal Yisrael should be able to draw this light of simcha. Shezeu bechinas Binyamin shenoylad beretz Yisrael shebeis hamikdash bechelkoi. This is the concept of Binyamin, who was born in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis Hamikdash is in his section. Sheshom mokoyim hanoira. That's where this awesome site is. Shehu bechinas mokoyim hoelyon hanal. As we learned earlier, this corresponds to that heavenly mokoim, bechinas boruch kivoid Hashem mimkoimoi, which refers to the bechinas mekoyer hasimcha, the source of simcha, which is the keser, the crown of Hashem. Bechinas v'simchas oilam al roisham, referring to the source of simcha, which, as we said earlier, is the crown of Hashem, which is referred to as al roisham. A crown is worn upon the head. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkei nifkado rochel b'rosh Hashana, k'moy sori meinu, shenifkado b'leidas Yitzchok b'rosh Hashana. This is why Rochel Imenu conceived on Rosh Hashanah, just like Soro Imenu, who conceived Yitzchak Avinu on Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'ilam. We know that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, meaning Adam HaRishon. Bishvil legalos elekusoi ba'ilam, in order to broadcast Hashem to the world. Shezeh kol hasimcha, that's the simcha. Shehu chius v'kiyum oilam, which is what keeps the world alive and maintains its existence. Bechinas yismach Hashem b'ma'asov. It's this simcha of Hashem that's found in the ma'asim, in the asiya, that gives it chius. V'alkei nifkado sorov v'noilad Yitzchok shu oilad orishon adikdusha shenikra al shema. Simcha kanal. And this is why Soro Imenu conceived and Yitzchak Avinu was born. He was the first birth, the first one to be born to Jewish parents, to be born Bigdusha, and he's named for Simcha, Yitzchak Miloshin Tzchoik. And all of that took place on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of creation, the day when Adam Rishon was created. Avul ikar hoilodas hamita shlema, shehim klal Yisrael hoyalide Yaakov, shehoilid yudbeis shiftei ko, shehim klal hasimcha. However, even though the birth of Yitzchak Avinu was something very important, the mito shlema, the one who gave birth to the foundation of Klal Yisrael, was Yaakov Avinu, who produced the 12 tribes. They represent the Klolius HaSimcha, this concept of Yismach Yisrael b'mas b'oisof. Sheshlemus hamito hoyalide Rochel shohilido Yosef u'Binyamin. And this unit was completed when Rochel Imenu gave birth to Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin. Alkein nifkado gamkein b'Rosh Hashanah. Now we could understand why she also conceived on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz tzrichin l'sakein habriya. Because Rosh Hashanah is the time when we're involved in making a tikkun for the world. L'sakein chet Adam HaRishon shegoram b'tzoroin techalena. To correct the pegam of Adam HaRishon, which is what caused this curse of Bitzavoin Toichalena, this Atzvus, Shemisham Kolo Atzvus, Shemehem Kola Golios, the source of Atzvus, which is the source of all the exiles. Uber Rosh Hashanah, Oiskim Betikunza, on Rosh Hashanah were involved in correcting this. The Koirenos, Vahashem, Pokad, Esoro, Shenoilad Yitzchok. That's when we read this parsha in the Torah of Hashem remembering Soro Imenu and her giving birth to Yitzchok Avinu. Shenikro al Shem Hasimcha, who is given his name based on Simcha. Vezeu bechinas pekidas Rochel. This is also the concept of Rochel Imenu conceiving. Kial yidei leidoso es Yosef u'Binyamin hu shlemus Hasimcha shehischel mi Yitzchak. Because it was by Rochel Imenu giving birth to Yosef and Binyamin, that's when she completed the Simcha which began from Yitzchak Avinu. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah toikin b'shofar, because we know that on Rosh Hashanah the main mitzvah d'oraisa is blowing the shofar. Shekolu me'asoro mine negina, the sounds of the shofar correspond to the 10 types of song. Shehem klal hasimcha, which represent the totality of simcha. Bechinas ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. B'shimcha yegilun kol hayoyim. It talks about the trua, and it talks about rejoicing with Hashem, yegilun. That's this concept of negina. B'chinas ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, anemar al Rosh Hashanah. And we know that this pasuk, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, that rejoicing with Hashem is your strength, that pasuk was said in the Navi Nehemia regarding Rosh Hashanah. V'chein chano nifkado b'Rosh Hashanah. And Chana also conceived on Rosh Hashanah, and she gave birth to Shmuel Anovi. Ki Shmuel Moshach es Shoel v'David, because Shmuel Anovi is the one who anointed King Shoel and King David. Shehu
Tikkun HaMalchus. They represent the Tikkun HaMalchus, especially Dovid HaMelech. Shaydeze Yetzei Moshiach, from whom will come forth Moshiach, Sheyigal Es Yisrael, who will take the Jews out of exile. Sheoz Kol Gemar HaSimcha B'Shleimus B'Meherav Yameinu Amein. That's when the Simcha B'Shleimus will be completed. So all of this took place on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day in which Adam Rishon was created and messed up. That's when the curse of Bitzavon Toichalena was given. And that's why the tikkun for it is also on Rosh Hashanah. And the tikkun for Bitzavon Toichalena is Simcha. And Simcha is Yitzchak Avinu. That's why Yitzchak Avinu was conceived on Rosh Hashanah. And Simcha even more so is the 12 Shvatim. And that's why the most important ones, the 12 Shvatim, Yosef and Binyamin, in the sense of Shlemus HaSimcha, Yosef HaTzadik was also conceived on Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh b'chinas Menashe v'Ephraim. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand how Menashe and Ephraim tie into this. Menashe was given his name, b'chinas kinashani elikim es kol amoli. Hashem allowed me to forget everything I had been through, Yosef HaTzadik was saying. Bechinas he'omol v'hayogoyim. This refers to, again, his sadness, the tsaras that he had been through. Ephraim, he had given the name Ephraim to, ki hifrani elekim beretzonyi, to thank Hashem for the fact that Hashem allowed him to be fruitful, even in this terrible situation. Sheloi dai shezocho lotzeis me'oavdus, shubchinas itzovoyin omol v'yogoyim, Yosef HaTzadik was proclaiming that not only did Hashem help him exit from slavery, from servitude, which is a concept of depression and struggle, ubechazdo yisporach nashani Hashem es kol amoli, and out of Hashem's kindness I was able to forget all of that and leave all of that behind, afgam hifrani elokim beretzonyi, but rather Hashem even allowed me to be fruitful, to be successful, you know, in the land of Mitzrayim. Zeo bechinas hishapchus hoanius voatzvus lesimcha. This ties in perfectly to our discussion about converting sadness, depression, to simcha. Paragraph Nun Zayin. Vizeh v'yele shmois b'nei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayimo eis Yaakov. Now, after Parshas Vayechi, we have Parshas Shmois telling us about the 12 Shvatim going down to Egypt. Shekishehischil esaper golus Mitzrayim ugeulosom hischil mishemois b'nei Yisrael sheboim l'shom. That when the Torah begins to tell the story of the exile of Egypt and Klal Yisrael being taken out of there, it begins with the names of the Shvatim that went down to Mitzrayim. Lohoyrois to teach us shekol ikar kiyumam begolus ugeulosom isham hakoyol hoye bekoyach shemois b'nei Yisrael. To teach us that the ability of Klal Yisrael to exist and to survive the exile and to be taken out of there was all through the power of their names. Shehem, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc., etc., which we just finished discussing. Shekol, Shmoisam, Nikru, Al Shem, Simchas Yisrael. And we showed in the past paragraph that they were all named in a manner that ties into the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. And we had learned earlier that through simcha, by a person being zechid to do mitzvahs with simcha, that's how a person is able to extract from the hechle atmurais those sparks of kedusha that can be rescued from there, and to start climbing up the spiritual ladder, ad shemasigin oyer ein soif, to the point where a person gets to the top of the ladder, where they're zechut to achieve Hashem's infinite light. Shezehu ikar tachlis hageula. That's the main objective and the main goal of geula, of redemption. Lodas ulahaki roisa yizborach. To get to know Hashem and to get to recognize Hashem. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem hamoitzi eschem mitachas evlois Mitzrayim. Why did I take you out of Egypt? Why are you being redeemed? For the goal of vidatem ki ani Hashem, to understand Hashem. Ki b'shvil zeh hikdem Hashem yizborach sheyordu Yaakov avonav atzadikim yatzma Mitzrayimah. It's for this reason that Hashem saw to it that these great tzadikim, Yaakov Avinu and his sons, were the first ones to go down to Egypt. כי על ידי קידושו שם הוא עצומה, שהוא מיתו שלמה, שהם גילו אליקוסי בעולם, שזה עיקר השמחה והחיוס, because as a result of Yaakov Avinu and his sons going down to Mitzrayim, it's their awesome holiness, that they were this mito shlema, and they broadcast the greatness of Hashem to the world, which is the main simcha and chiyus, al yidei zeh hoyu lehem koyach lizboil merirus hagolus. That's what gave Klal Yisrael the ability to withstand the bitterness of golus, ulevli lishtakeh Hashem, not to get stuck permanently in Golus. Ki ikar marira sagolus huatzvus kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the main bitterness of Golus is the depression. V'chol ma shemach bidin ha-golus mizgabru atzvus yoser. And the more that the Golus gets stronger, the atzvus gets stronger. V'chein kol ma shemizgaber huatzvus shu golus ha-shchino mizgaber golus v'avdus ha-gashmi yoser. And the more that the Golus gets stronger, again, the more that the atzvus, which is golus ha-shchino, gets stronger, the more it manifests itself in a more severe golus, more severe slavery. V'alkein me'ayin yovo yezreinu, and based on that, if it's a cycle, the atzvus leads to golus, and golus leads to more atzvus, then how in the world are we supposed to get out of this? Ach kol hakiyum begolus, v'hatikva lotzes misham hu al yidei tzadikim Yaakov avonam shiyordu mitzrayma. So therefore, we have to realize that our whole ability to survive in golus, and our hope, our only hope in being zeicher to get out of Golus, is through the tzaddikim. And he now, in this case, specifically Yaakov Avinu and his sons, sheyordu mitzrayma, who actually went down to Egypt, sheheim shemois b'nei Yisrael, hanal, that's the names of the sons of Yisrael, shebekoichom hagodol yecholen lahamshich elikus yisborach, and it's through their power that we have the ability to draw Hashem and to give chiyus and simcha to the nefoshes of Klal Yisrael with the koyach of these tzaddikim and with their profound advice. That's what gives us the ability to be always in the process of elevating the malchus, taking the malchus out of the klipos and elevating it, ad shezeichen lekol hanal, till we're zeich eventually to all the tikkunim that we discussed. Sheze ikra bechinas hagula. This is the main point of the gula. Bechinas ki besimcha teitzeyu. With simcha you'll exit, because again, simcha is the opposite of the atzvus. Vezehu veyoseif hoya b'mitzrayim. And this is why the pasuk over there in the beginning of Shema says, "And Yosef was in Egypt." Ki ikar hakiyum v'hatikvo hu al yidei b'chinas Yosef atzadik, shu b'chinas isha sheruach boi sheyodea b'chol pam lenashev alev b'nei Yisrael ulenafeach afurius. Because the main ability of Klal Yisrael to survive Golus and their main hope is through Yosef HaTzadik, who's the Isha Sheruach Boy, who has the ability to blow away the dust that gathers on the Jewish hearts. Meaning, Shehu B'chinas Ho'atzvus Milibom, that means to remove the depression from their hearts. U'lahalev Libom, to inspire their hearts, to turn them on. Lahalev Libom L'Hashem Yisbaro, to really turn them on, turn Klal Yisrael on to Hashem. V'hadrogo u'bemida, and to do it in the right measure, not too much fire, not too little. Ki hu yodea lahapoich kol hayogoin v'anocho, because he's the one who knows how to convert the depression, the sadness, l'sosin v'simcha, into happiness. V'ze v'ayhi kol yoytze yerach Yaakov shivim nefesh, b'chinas ayin kol amator. And this is why the Torah tells us that the family, the immediate family of Yaakov Avinu was 70 souls, bechinas ayin ponam l'Torah, corresponding to the 70 interpretations of the Torah, shehem ayin anpenehiren, which are referred to as the 70 lit up faces, shezeh bechinas simcha, that's the concept of simcha, bechinas mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selas. The pasuk says that those that come from Yaakov Avinu are zeich to be mevakshe ponim. as we find mentioned in chapter 23 in Likutei Moharan. V'zeh v'yosef hoya b'mitzrayim. This is why when the Torah introduces the topic of Golus Mitzrayim, it makes this special statement that Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim. Ki hoikar al yedei v'yosef hoya b'mitzrayim. Because that was the main savior of Klal Yisrael. Shehikdem Hashem Yisborach refuah l'maka. The fact that Hashem preceded the cure to the illness. And Yosef HaTzadik had to be sold into slavery, which represents bitter depression. Slaves are usually not happy people. Shubachinas avdus, servitude. The Omad ben Isoyon, and Yosef HaTzadik passed the test. The Hizchazek Shom b'Simcha, and he was zeicha to be able to inspire himself and motivate himself with Simcha. As the pasuk says, "Vayhi Yosef ish matzliach." The Torah testifies that Yosef HaTzadik was successful at that time. As it says in the medrash that we quoted earlier, "Shohoyo mefazeiz umarakid," that Yosef HaTzadik was always dancing with joy while he was a servant in Potiphar's house. While he was in prison, kibemariras hagolus kishemizgaber hoatzus beyoser. Because when a person finds themselves in the bitterness of Golus, where the Atzvus is really, really getting thick, Zehu Iker Ho'etza, this is the most important advice. Lasois Mili Deshtusa, to do funny things, things that are ridiculous even, Kedei L'Sameach Esnafshoi B'Merirus Kozeh, in order for the person to be able to get themselves into a good mood, into a happy mood, within the bitterness. Okay, Shekosev B'David, as the Torah testifies by Dovid HaMelech, Shohyo Meshane Tamoi L'Fnei Avimelech, where Dovid HaMelech made himself look very, very different from his norm when he stood before King Avimelech, Ochish Melech Gas. Shohyo Shom B'Sakona G'doylo, Begolus Godel. At that point in time, Dovid HaMelech was in a tremendous, tremendous sakona. His life was in jeopardy. Begolus Godel, and he was in a tremendous exile at the time. He had left Eretz Yisrael. He was in the land of the Pelishtim. V'yalkein osa shom maise shtus. And this is why Dovid HaMelech carried on there in a very big way. He acted ridiculously. V'yasu al glosos hashar. He started scribbling on the doors. Vayored Riroy al Zkonoi, and he started drooling all over himself. And that's what saved him. That's what saved him when he was in the palace of Ochish Melech Gas, when he was running for his life. He was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he ran from the frying pan straight into the fire, because there he was caught, and they really wanted to kill him for having been the one to kill Goliath. V'yalkein Iker Kiyumon b'Mitzrayim. And this is why the Torah tells us that the main survival of Klal Yisrael in Egypt and their zchus in being able to leave Egypt was through the Yosef Hoya b'Mitzrayim, through Yosef HaTzadik. That Hashem first sent Yosef HaTzadik down to Egypt.